This week's parasha is parashas Netzavim Vayelech. In the beginning of the parasha, in Netzavim, it says Atem Netzavim Hayoyim, and then Moshe Rabbeinu gives Klal Yisrael Musar again, and he says Pen Yesh Bechem Shoyrish Poyer Roish Velano, that there might be someone here who might do averus and think he's very confident, nothing's going to happen. It says Hashem will not be Moichel, and Hashem will bring Gofres Melach Sreifa Kol Arza. Different clothes that will happen to Klal Yisrael if they don't keep the Torah, if they run after Avodah Zarah. And then, by Revi, by Perek Lamed, the Pasuk says like this, V'hoya ki yivoyu lecha, it's Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, V'hoya ki yivoyu lecha, kol advar meila. When all these things before Klal Yisrael, ha-beracha v'ha-klala, the brachas and the klalas, asher nisati l'fanecha, v'ha-shevoy sel avecha b'chol ha-goyim asher yidichacha Hashem l'kech ha-shama. You'll decide you want to do tshuva, but in midst of all the goyim that Hashem sent you there, you're going to want to do tshuva. What does the Pasuk say? It says, when all these things happen to you, ha-beracha v'ha-klala, the Pasuk lashon is, v'ha-yu ki yivoyu alecha kol advar meila, ha-beracha v'ha-klala, asher nesat v'fanecha, and then you will decide to do tshuva, and it says that Hashem will accept the tshuva and bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh has a very simple question. He says, v'yesh lahar, lama hutzrich loyim ha-beracha, kiven shedava ha-soyvev ha-tshuva hu moira ha-klala. Isn't the thing that brings Klal Yisrael to tshuva, isn't that the klala? What does it mean, v'hoya, when all these things happen to you, ha-bracha v'ha-klala, sh'nasat l'fanecha, then v'ha-shevois al-avecha. It should say, when all the klalas happen to Klal Yisrael, all the misfortune happen to Klal Yisrael, then they'll come and do tshuva. What does it mean, the bracha? Is the bracha the reason why they'll do tshuva? That's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh's question. So he answers Mari Degeteret, and he says like this, v'nira ki ba'al ha'ir, that the Torah is teaching us ha'ara, that in order to do tshuva, it's not enough just to understand the klalos, be scared of the klalos. You also have to know how good it is when we do the mitzvahs of Hashem, how good Hashem is to us when we do the mitzvahs. His lashon is, "Behu ki yaskil." You understand? Be'tiva imaisav lefnei Hashem baruch hu. When you do good mice in front of Hashem, habracha asher tosevenu, the bracha that will surround us. Ve'is asher yosim minei orach achayim makalala asher tevei'u. Mizay yaskil hoshva libay. Kizuos mifchan habracha shiyah by vasas returnis baruch. The Aruch Chaim says it's not enough to tell Klal Yisrael about the klalos. He also ever tells about the brachas, that when we know how much bracha could happen to us if we do the will of Hashem, that will also help us do tshuva. And we learn from here, Zok the Mishra Shemen, a yisoid godol in darkei aliyah sa'odam, and befrat, he says, b'derech chinuch ha'na'arim. You can't always just tell them, you can't do this, you can't be vatal Torah, you can't do Lashon Hara, you can't have Chal Shabbos. You can't just tell them things that now that I do. You also have to encourage them by telling them the Tzara Toiv, how much you grow with the Torah, how sweet the Torah is. He says, V'kama ha-revois mesikos yashulim ha-Torah ha-Kadosh, V'kama oineg, v'salz v'kadusha, v'skarvus Hashem Yisbarach, ma'gishu v'kadusha v'shabbos. We have to understand how great Shabbos is, how much we grow, and how sweet and how gevaldik Shabbos is. That is the way you encourage Klal Yisrael, encourage the children, by saying, not only telling them what you can't do, but tell them how special the mitzvahs are and how sweet and how great it is. That's what the lesson of the pasuk is, that through the bracha and the klala, asher nasati lefanecha, that will bring us to tshuva. That's the mahalach of Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. But the Sfasemes has another mahalach, also a beautiful mahalach. The Sfasemes says like this, that through the klala, we also see gevaldig bracha. He says, kasher royim b'chush es ha'ashkocha ha'myuchedes shal ha'karish baruch al Yisrael, that even though we have all these redifus and all these zeres rois. The past thousands of years, everyone is trying to kill us. And like Chazal say, "Hein hein oirayosav, heich uma katana achas." One small nation, yechol eskayim ben agoyim. And this shows Hashkocha al Yoina that He's watching us the entire time. So that means in the klala there is bracha as well. The bracha is that even through all the klalas and all the tzaras Klal Yisrael went through, we're still here to talk about it. We are still here, like Atan mitzavim ayoyim. We are still here. We are all still standing, even with through all the klalos. And that's what the pasuk means. V'hoya ki yivoyu lecha kol advar me'ila ha-beracha v'ha-klala. That even through the klala, there's still bracha. That will make us do tshuva. Isn't that a huge chizik for us to do tshuva? Hashem did not forsake us. Hashem is still here watching everything. Shumashkiach menachalaynes, meitzis menacharakim. In order to save us, V'klai Yisrael, He's still watching over us like a father over a child. And therefore, that alone will bring us to tshuva. So those are two mahalachim we have. Why the pasuk says habracha v'aklala? The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh's mahalach is because it's telling us that in order to encourage people, not enough to tell them the klalas, you have to tell them the brachas also. And that's what brings someone to tshuva. And number two, the Sfas Emes says that in every klalas is a bracha. all our klalos, unfortunately, the Klal Yisrael goes through, is a gevaldige bracha, that we are still here. Atem mitzav ma'ayim, we are still here, even through all the klalos, because Hashem is mashkiach on Klal Yisrael, special hashkacha pratis, like nobody else. Like a Shabbos.